I'm Chris.
I'm Buddy.
And I'm Kara, and welcome to the Business Experience.
Now it's time to meet your hosts. Dr. Chris Alexander has founded over 5 businesses. Kara Turner is the founder of a B2B marketing agency. And Buddy Powers has perfected the product development and commercialization process. Let's get into the episode.
Here we are.
We are, episode
14. It's a big number.
In a new building.
Yes.
That's right. When you're a marketing, are y'all calling it a studio?
Yeah, we're calling it a marketing studio. Yeah,
it's huge.
Yes. It's a
big room. Got fire marshal approval today.
Yeah, that was very exciting. Yeah.
Everything about today is exciting. And nerve-wracking at the same time. All right, so since this is the last episode of the year, we are going to talk about preparing for a new year in business. So we're in December, and if you haven't started preparing yet, you're behind. So I hope y'all prepared. But we're going to talk about the things that we do to prepare. We do very similar stuff because I follow a lot of what y'all do and follow your advice on what we do. So as the year winds down, what do each of y'all do to prepare for the new year in your role? So Chris, as president of the company, what do you do?
So I love setting goals. I've kind of always been that way, probably because the home that I grew up in. But then when I was in the core at A&M, I mean, we would literally set goals for, you know, like academic goals and all those things. So some of it's kind of military. But when you look at what we're doing as a company, we're doing this traction thing. We've talked about this entrepreneurial operating system. And if you like to read or you don't like to read, you need to read Traction. And it talks about a lot of different things. But the thing that's really applies to this is we set goals for 1, 3, and 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is it forces you, the 10 years forces you to look forward. I mean, let's be really honest, how well can you set goals in 10 years? But at least as an organization, it kind of forecasts where you think that you can be. The 1 year is really important. So matter of fact, 2 weeks, I guess, from today, we're going to be meeting with our consultant, Jeff Bain, and we're going to talk about what's the goal for next year. Yeah. And so to me, and we probably, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a couple of months, what are our financial goals? What are some things that we want to get done next year? But we're not rolling into January going, hey, what do we want to do this year? Because by the time January 1 comes, you need to already be executing the things that you were planning.
Yes, exactly. Definitely. So, Buddy, how do you do that working with the different group leads? How do you go about setting different goals for them?
Well, in the just to add on to Chris's EOS concept, they have a vision traction organizer that we focus on every year. The vision part is what I like. I really do like it from a strategic vision. Each practice, we look at how do they want to be viewed by the industry? How do we want to market them? And what are the goals for next year in doing that? So you get vision, strategy, execution. And they kind of align very easily once you get the vision down. So goals, in terms of financial goals, those are usually out of my hands. And the history that I've worked with, usually there's someone, Chris, or someone that, you know, and Chris is very reasonable and he understands what capacity, and we have a certain bandwidth of employees here. So it's not like we can just go out with like a product division that can go out and say, we want to increase sales by 40-50%. So sales goals are usually out of my hands. I primarily focus on vision and then strategy and then execution.
That's a really good point. As consultants, it's not as easy to ramp up sometimes as if you were selling a product.
Right.
So, because we have to think, like, what's the bandwidth of our employees? How can we get more out of our current clients, more out of our employees, without just everyone losing their mind?
And you're become a slave driver.
Yes.
To it.
Yes, exactly. So some of the things that we do at the end of the year, of course, I do all the planning like what you do, because a lot of times I follow your lead on that kind of stuff. But we also sit down and we talk with all of our clients about their marketing and start planning out marketing a year in advance. Because if you're not planning it in advance, again, you're behind.
So one of the things I was going to kind of add is by setting a goal. So one of the things that we did last year, we had a goal for the year annually what we're going to do, and then we had a stretch goal, and Buddy and I really like that. I mean, maybe it's kind of the sports part. So we set the goal early in the year, and so we took that divided by 12, because we can do complicated math. And so every month we looked at where we were. The first part of the year we were a little bit behind, and so if you remember that first Q1 meeting, we meet every 90 days with all the employees, said, look, we were a little bit behind. We never missed a lick after that point. We hit our target in October. right? So roughly after 9 months, we hit the target. We hit our stretch goal in the middle of November, right? So now that didn't necessarily mean that we coast. So what Buddy and I were emailing yesterday, it's like, okay, what's our goal for next year? What's really funny though in our house is my wife, Tanya, every year we kind of laugh and I'm like, okay, Tanya, what do you think we're going to do? And so she predicts like in January and she's been right for every year. And we've grown 56% every year revenue wise, which is crazy. That didn't make any sense. But I do think a lot of it's setting goals and everybody understands what the goal is. So as a team, you're really driving toward a common point. And let's be really honest. I mean, the purpose of a for-profit business is to make profit, to generate revenue. And so part of the reason I don't get super stressed out about it, if we're a little bit off, that's okay. But I think if the coach is leading the team and you've got a goal and everybody's aligned, you're going to accomplish things.
Yes. Well, that's one thing I do like about the EOS when we've been with Jeff, is he wants everyone to have, to be able to say the same vision and mission. So one point that he made, which is very true, in a lot of companies, if you ask what the vision of the company is, you get several different answers. They all kind of mean the same thing, but they're very different. So I think by keeping everyone aligned and everyone working towards a common goal, your vision, your culture, and your actual sales goals and revenue goals, it keeps everyone aligned and helps motivate people. I really like how you do quarterly like meetings with the entire company, because didn't Jeff say you can only stay focused for about 90 days?
Which is really funny. I remember I read that in the book and I'm sitting there and I'm like, that's interesting. And then you're like, that makes sense. And then I thought about how God created the four seasons, right? Which is every 90 days. So it's almost like it's built into our DNA as human beings. We're good for 90 days and then they got to reset the clock.
So as soon as their motivation's kind of wearing down a little bit, you get them together and like hype everyone up again.
For sure.
Which is also why I like quarterly bonuses. I mean, sometimes in our leadership team, we kind of debate, do we do one big bonus every year? But I like the quarterly bonus because it ties in perfectly to that. Is like, here's, you know, here's the reward, you've done a really good job, and then let's push toward the next one. So it's kind of doing this.
Well, and as a very small business owner, I'm gonna do quarterly bonuses next year because it's a lot easier to write several smaller checks than one large check at the end of the year. So that's one of the things I learned.
That's good.
So how about employee reviews? How do you handle those?
So I think we've gotten better at that. I like employee reviews. I always have. I can't say sometimes I liked being the reviewee, but I enjoy going through the process. So I think one of the things that we do is we have our five core values. So we have trust, resourcefulness, encouragement, accommodating, and teamwork. So what we're able to do in the review process, and our vice president, Chance Deneau, is probably the best in our company about doing this, but he literally sits down with all of his direct reports and he evaluates how are they doing. So you get a plus, a plus minus, or a minus. And so it gives them some direct feedback. So it's a very concrete, being engineers, we like things that are very systematic. So to me, that's been a really good thing. The other thing is there's always stuff that we can do better. And so I think part of the joy, but part of the job of the review is to give the employee some constructive feedback on things they can do. So anyway, I think, you know, it's also important, one of the things that we do is I sit down with our staff and say, what are your goals for the new year? You know, so that we can kind of help hold you accountable for that.
Yes. So as someone who's been more on the receiving end of reviews, what do you think of them?
Oh, I think they're great if they're done the way I think Chris laid it out. I think as an employee that gets a review, you want to find out areas that you can improve on, the gaps in sort of your employment. It's not an opportunity to really get into a fight or a nitpicky war and argument. But I think if it's received well and if it has a process, I think it's really important because I know that I want to feel productive. I want to feel like I'm earning my keep, and I want to make sure that I'm always improving as an employee. And the reviews are good. I think it needs to be fully transparent. There doesn't need to be any secrecy behind it. It needs to be one-on-one with management. And it, and if there is a serious problem, I've given reviews where I've tried to use the reviews as an opportunity for them to improve, and that's not the place for it. PEP is the place for that. There's personal accountability with that, where you're working in a short-term gain, don't use reviews for that. They're sort of broad, and it really needs to be working with your immediate supervisor on areas that you can grow. Yeah. What do you want to do? Do you want to do an educational course? Mm-hmm. Do you want to, you know, how do you want to improve your career and intellectual mm-hmm. property?
Yeah, because then at that point, then the employee drives it, yeah. and you don't have to drive it. Yeah, so that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I did reviews today, actually, and
should we ask Ms. Producer how you did?
Yeah. How did we do, Lena? She gave a thumbs up. But it was fun because I had the reviews from last year. So, yeah. And I asked the same questions every year. I got that from you. Yeah. So it was fun to see what they said their strengths and weaknesses were last year compared yeah. to what they are now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a good benchmark. But I completely agree. Reviews are not a time to like criticize and say, here's everything you need to do to improve. They're a general overall. Here's how you've yeah. done for the year. You've done a really great job. Here's one or two things that I think we can improve on.
Yep. Yep.
So I think if there's a bigger problem, it needs to be in a different setting one-on-one.
Yep.
Just about that one topic.
Right.
So we also have talking about growth strategies. So mm-hmm. for my company, we have projects and retainers. So kind of my growth strategies are always to bring on new clients, but then also to grow my retainer clients.
Right.
So we start with a baseline with them and we show them what we can do. And then we add on and add on and add on once they see that there's actual return on investment.
Right.
Your company is a little different. So yeah. what kind of growth strategies do y'all use to grow ADV Integrity?
So one of the things I'm super excited about, and Buddy and I made the name, we made the acronym up when I was at an Astros game.
Shocker.
So, a shocker. I love the acronyms, partly because it helps me remember stuff, but it's CTAG, which stands for the Composite Technology Advancement Group. So we've been kind of playing with this. And what's interesting, it all started because I went to lunch with the president of a composite repair company. He said, look, Chris, he said, we need to grow the industry. So got the wheels turning, a little treadmill time, a little lawnmower time. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was to bring all of the composite technology companies together mm-hmm. as a way to really advance industry. So we've been making a list, and we've got a list of, I think there's like 86 companies that mm-hmm. we're going to reach out to. We've got a meeting on January 19th. And y'all made marketing pieces up yep. for us. You made a quick website. And we're already getting people registered. So part to me is, the higher you are up an organization, the farther you have to look out. So CTAG is going to be part of our DNA for probably the next 10 or 15 years. It's very generic in the sense it's composite technologies for the energy industry. So I kind of find my role is to kind of create the vision and a platform. And then the rest of the guys, the rest of the leadership, they're doing projects basically underneath that mm-hmm. platform. So it's different, you know, and then Buddy's got different in terms of doing business development,
yes.
Kind of taking that group of people. So we'll have our conference room. I bet we'll have 100, 120 people in there, mm-hmm. you know, so we'll pack it out. And then Buddy's like shooting fish in a barrel in a sense, because he's got a room full of prospective mm-hmm. clients.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great.
Well, I like that he gets to be very visionary. You're very visionary too, but then you also get to work a little more in like the tactics of making yeah. that vision happen.
That's right.
Yeah. Whereas Chris, you get to be mostly just yeah. visionary.
Yeah. Yeah. he's in the tactical.
Not because you're not capable.
No,
just
but I do.
Don't have
I spend
time.
A lot. Yeah, exactly. I spend more time on the strategy side. But that's a good delineation, right? Because mm-hmm. strategy is useless without tactics.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes, Buddy, you're good at the tactics. You go out there and get everyone.
Yeah, that's the action part of everything. We're a team here, and I think what our strong suit is clearly transitioning from that strategic vision to execution, and then getting it moving, you know, through you know, a strategy that we all feel comfortable with.
Right.
So the beginning of the year, there's a lot of that strategy discussions about, do we go after a certain market, or do we go after key industry, I guess you would say, practices that, like organizations, you know, and who do we align with? Who do we want to really expand our business, you know, portfolio and our exposure and amplification for? I feel like, we have to be very surgical with how we approach it, because if we don't and we're off, we waste a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of discussion and there's a process, but one of the things that we do a lot, Chris and I especially, is we talk to clients and we listen to them and we get yeah. their feedback,
mm-hmm.
because that's really how we are able to understand what the market wants from us and how does the market see us? How do they want us to execute a plan to get, you know, people together in the room? Is it a regulatory battery advancement, or, you know, composite repair technology advancement. Those are the things that we have our, you know, thumb on that we're trying to maintain.
Yeah.
And it drives work for everyone in our organization and opportunities, including ADV marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very...
The old ecosystem.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Everything we do is to drive business, either by reputation, by bringing in new clients, everything. I mean, that's the whole point of business.
Right.
Yep, to do that. It is. So, very quickly, what's one, if you could only give one piece of advice, something small that they could do to plan for the next year, what would it be?
Okay, so the theme here is goals. Mm-hmm. And so the acronym is goals need to be SMART, which is specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and timely.
Yes.
Right? So the key is, if you're going to set goals, they have to have that five criteria.
Yes, I agree. Buddy?
Yeah, I think for me, I'll go back to understanding what the client wants from you, how they see you, and then you driving, you know, a strategy and a tactical side to perform that way.
Yes.
So, you know, when I work for products, you know, it's a little bit different than when I work with consulting and selling services. The product side, you had to build a brand and an image, but you had control over what you wanted. On the other side, the market really dictates. So for ADV, what are we number one? What are we best in class at? That's materials and full-scale testing. No doubt about it, we're number one, and that's what we want to drive to the industry. And how do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's working with organizations, PRCI, developing organizations like user groups, like CTAC, and that's really fulfilling the vision that the industry wants from us.
Yes. So for us, we started talking about 2023 in May of 2022. Wow. So that's when I started talking to my ladies about it. We need to start thinking about what we're going to do for clients. And we came up with a plan to be done with all of our clients' 2022 marketing in October.
Yes.
So we worked really hard to get ahead. So it gave us November and December to focus on planning 2023 with clients and have meetings with them, come up with the strategies all the way down to the tactics so we can hit the ground running January 1st.
That's impressive.
So that's my practical piece of advice, is start early. Yep. Like, always have it in the back of your mind, but then actually start several
that's
months
really
in advance.
Because
otherwise you'll get busy, and this time of the year gets crazy busy.
Yep.
So... All right, guys. Well, I think this was great. Perfect timing for everyone. Mm-hmm. So follow us wherever you get your podcast and join us for episode 15, which will air in 2023. And we're going to be talking about hitting the ground running with sales.
Thanks.